What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Busta's surrounded by some big, big mofos. I would never... I think young people have nerves of steel here.
That's some funny shit, bro. Wasn't even coming off of negative energy, bro.
Yeah, you was.
No, I wasn't.
Like,
that's my slogan, bro.
Oh, see, keep talking.
That wasn't even negative energy, bro.
Keep talking.
Now, have a good night, though. Stay black.
Oh,
I have
a... keep saying it.
Good night, bro. Stay black. Stay black.
Oh, see, nigga. Keep talking. Keep playing, my nigga. Keep playing. Keep playing.
Ooh, nigga.
You keep playing, you little fucking faggot. You don't even know what's around you, bitch. Don't touch me. Keep playing.
I ain't say nothing, bro.
You gonna stop fucking playing with grown men. Stop playing.
I'm not playing, though. That's my slogan, bro. Have a good night, though, Bust.
Say it again.
For. Yeah, why you press you?
I was trolling.
Okay, so this is the first dude. He goes, I was trolling. This is the kid who called him Tracy Morgan.
You do?
I'm like, yo, what's good, Tracy Morgan?
Oh, for real? Oh, you wildin'.
I was wildin'. Bro, yes. Yo, you almost got your ass beat, though. He was fresh.
He didn't want no videos, though.
Yeah.
Shit, is this awesome. I think it's funny that people who were once young lose sight of that and fail to see the hilarity. All right? You know? That's funny, you asshole. What type of a fucking idiot gets pissed off over something so simple? When people when they act like this, it's because they've become horribly old. Especially like, a guy like Busta Rhymes has been around for a long, long time. He probably did the same damn thing. What do you expect? Tyler says young people are assholes because they know they can film it and post online like this. No, that's not asshole-ish. That's necessary. That's fantastic. I am so glad that these two people did this. How could you possibly suggest that those two are assholes? I'm on team young people here. Oh, God, do I love this. Bob is also an old cock. Asshole of the day, reaction-inducing influencers. No. Think about that. We just spent the time to play it. Now we're talking about it. It's one of the top things I wanted to talk about today. That is a good job by the people that made those clips. When you've got a guy who doesn't know how to act in public, like you don't, if you just fuck with him a little bit, he loses his shit like that. Yes, they knew full well because of past performances that Busta is a goddamn crybaby. So that's what you do. The last thing you ever want to do is let the world know where you keep the goat hidden. Because if you let them know where the goat is hidden, they're going to get your goat. And you're going to do that. Let's put it this way. If Busta Rhymes shows up in Grand Rapids and I happen to be there on the street, I am absolutely going to do the same damn thing. It's your duty, your sworn duty. Tyler says he looked like he wanted to busta his face. And then he writes, one of the dumbest jokes I've ever written, but what the hell? Yeah, whatever. That was outstanding. Alan says the return of the dude. Oh, my God, yes. There you go. That's exactly what the dude did. Yeah. Can you imagine if I sat here on my high horse and attacked those kids for fucking with that guy? That would be horrible. And then all it would take is one of you to go, yeah, that's what you've been doing from the beginning. I'd be like, yeah, you're right. I'm actually proud of myself that I support those kids, that I'm on Team Kid. The rest of you that are like, we love him. Fuck, this. Buster should have kicked his ass. You're idiots. You dumbasses. Tophus says, I'm getting auto-modded to hell. I don't know. I got only thing that I've had words eliminated are words that Joe Martinez uses. By the way, I need to take out some of the other things, like the team name Lions. I need to auto mod that so that he can't come in here and talk shit. Well, he'll still talk shit, but you have to like make him think, which is not good if you're in his world. Like if Joe has to think, people in the household, they like leave the house. Because that's when bad things happen. Did you auto mod banned audience members? I don't recall what I've auto modded specifically. Bob says you got to spell all the words wrong for it to work. True. But Joe's not smart enough to figure that out. He could easily just write L-Y-O-N-S. Or Michigan would be M-E-E-C-H. Whatever. It doesn't matter. But he doesn't know those things. This is a simpleton. Tophus said when Busta called the kid F rhymes with Baggett, it really showed his ignorance. Yeah, you got to be... ignorance and just, that's probably in his repertoire. Yeah, you can't use that. I mean, that's a bad, that's like the N-word, you know? It's not as bad as the N-word, but it's right up there. Yeah, Busta's a dickhead. Anyway. So we had Justin Herbert acting like an asshole after the game that the Chargers won where they beat Philly. The reporter wanted to interview him. He says, I'm just trying to celebrate with my teammates. She wasn't going to take no for an answer. She got in his way and said, yeah, but. And I love that. And then she got her interview. Now this clip surfaced. Dove Clayman at NFL _ Dove Clayman wrote, yikes, Justin Herbert refused to take a photo and cursed out a young fan because he was wearing a Jalen Hurts jersey. Not while you're wearing that, motherfucker. Let's get into this. This is the same game. I think the quarterback, Herbert, he's left the locker room. He's got his street clothes on. The kid sees him. And again, the kid does have an Eagles jersey on. But yeah, this actually happened. And mom is shooting video.
Justin, can I get a picture?
can barely hear it. He says, not wearing that. And now mom is going to, now mom heard that. She's shooting the video. So let's hear how mom reacts.
Not wearing that, he said. He said, not wearing that, motherfucker.
Justin, I'll make him take off the hat, bro.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, guys. We got to get this.
Boy, talk about a not a big deal. That's the way you should talk to young people. I know if I'm Justin Herbert and some brat comes up to me and he's wearing a Justin Herbert jersey. Anything goes. You never know. And then this little dick wearing the Jalen Hurts jersey says, can I get a picture? And he says, not if you're wearing that, motherfucker. That's great. I love that. Some of you might have a problem with Justin Herbert doing that. Man Bun Chris says that's what Easy does at Rangers games. If I'm fortunate enough that someone's going to ask me for an autograph, I'll autograph anything. I'll take a picture with anyone, especially if they have a GRD or a Free Beer and Hot Wing shirt. I'll absolutely do that. Tyler says, this kid is about to get a $1 million GoFundMe for emotional damage. Joey Williamson is here. It's been a while since we've seen or heard from Joey. He checks in on Twitch. So great to see you last night, EZ. He was there with his bro and his nephew and his nephew's girlfriend, front row of the Grand Rapids Gold basketball game. Yeah, it was great to see you, buddy. The Grand Rapids Gold, they scored 85 points in the first half alone. Son of a bitch. They ended up winning big over a team from the Chicago area, the Windy City Bulls. That was a good time. Hockey tonight, basketball tomorrow. All right. Where are we going now? Oh, boy. First stop, before I do anything, I want to... I got a dog visiting. I want to say hello to some of my sponsors that help make this show possible. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. That's the site of the great food giveaway. ervines.com.
Hi, Darla.
That's ervines.com. 616-532-6600. Great place to get your vehicle repaired in West Michigan. They service all makes and models of cars, hybrids, and EVs. Those are all cars, but not all shops work on hybrids and EVs. They do. Their website is ervines.com. That's ervines.com. Thank you for your continued support. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Merchant Automotive. They work on diesels with Duramax engines and Allison transmissions, something that Irvine's does not touch. But they do fix those at Merchant Automotive in Zeeland, Michigan. Merchant-automotive.com. They also have a number, literally hundreds of different kits, aftermarket kits that they fabricate there in their shop. And they offer to folks from anywhere in the world, really. That's why they have more than 100,000 people on Facebook, because people find their products for their kits to help the performance of their vehicle with the Duramax engine and or Allison transmission, and away you go. So for you DIY pros, I suggest you check out merchant-automotive.com. Bob says, has anyone suggested to you the two-day saga of Kelly not realizing her Jeep has four-wheel drive? I heard that yesterday, for who are these free beers? He's referring to that. And it was actually a good bit. It's a good bit when you can have someone looking, you know, the way she looked in that. She's been driving a four-wheel drive vehicle and did not know that the vehicle is four-wheel drive, so they were picking on her. And that was actually an excellent example of a story arc with a good payoff. Bob says they brought it up again early today. The poor thing is, well, she's a little dumb. We know that. I mean, I'm not even saying that to be a cock. She'll tell you that herself. Has no idea that the vehicle she's been driving 4 years is a four-wheel drive. You could just push a button and you're in four-wheel drive. So she's been driving through snow and sleet and slush for years without knowing that the thing goes into four-wheel drive. And how embarrassing is that? So she was very embarrassed. I give her the credit for yes-anding in the bit. The bit was good, but it does not surprise me at all, being that we've heard her talk and we know the IQ issues between those two girls on that show. And again, I'm not going out of my way to be a cock. It's been documented many times about how stupid these two are. That how embarrassing that is. I actually lifted a piece of audio from yesterday's discussion about this exact same thing, but it doesn't really have anything to do with the four-wheel drive saga. And that moment about not knowing that is worthy of a discussion like I'm having right now, but it's after listening to it, it's not good for pulling any clips, because other than just showing how dumb she is, it was a good bit. Bob says, I guarantee she leaves it in four-wheel drive through spring and summer and fries the drivetrain. I think they indicated that that vehicle is modern enough that it's automatic. So it'll be in two-wheel drive, and then if it detects slippage, it'll then lock the wheels in. So I don't think she'll have any problem. Unless if she gets in her own way. But yes, I did hear that. I've said it many times. If there's a bit that's good, I'm going to announce it. I'm going to talk about it. I would say that that bit was so good that it actually, if you were driving, and because what they did was they had the discussion, and then Steve said, I'm going to go into your vehicle and look and find the four-wheel drive, which he did. The time that he was away, if you are listening, if I'm listening and I pull over to or pull show up at work, I'm going to sit in the car to hear the end result of that. I can guarantee you that that happened to folks, and that's a rarity. We used to do it all the time back on the old show, but on this show, there is never that. You know, they just rip and read their stories, and it's bullshit. We all know that. Anyway, yeah, good bit. I need to reach out to Pooh Bear. She's in the other room, and because the dog came in here and opened up the door behind me, it's now getting cold in this room. And
hello.
So you know how Darla came in here?
Yeah.
Can you keep her in your room and like pull up on that?
You hear that?
Yeah, so that she can't get in. I don't want her to get in the closet and come in here, because she opens the door and then it starts getting cold in here.
Oh dear. Okay, I'm gonna lock this door. I might let O'Neill come in here because she's bothering O'Neill.
Okay.
She's barking at him. She's trying to give him a hug. Go on, O'Neill. Go see Dad. Okay. Bye.
Goodbye. Oh, hey, big guy. Come on. Okay, bye. O'Neill, come see us. Come say hi.
Okay.
Man Bun Chris says, people who say easy just take shots at them. Megan says, is a hug humping? Yeah, that's what Darla does. She just humps them. Fucking awful. All right. So, yeah, I actually did hear that. Some might be surprised that I actually said it was a good bit, but it was a good bit. Thank you to Man Bun Chris. He's right. I do love these stories. Every now and then there's a story about in whatever community where we live, and this could be anywhere. You get new industry wants to build something, and then the locals have this not in my backyard mentality. That's always around here. You get north of the hard living line, any of the hard living lines, and it just happened with this company from China. They wanted to build lithium batteries. They're going to build this massive plant. They're going to put thousands of people to work. And then the locals go, fuck you. So this is a story where this company wants to build a solar farm. And they contacted individual owners of property. And they said to them, can we lease your land to build the solar farm? And they said, yeah, you can. You can build a solar farm. But they have to discuss it for zoning reasons. And so that's all you need to do to the hillbillies that live where I live. And, you know, they have this mentality of fucking bullshit. Must be a liberal, you know? And you'll see that with all these losers who speak on this topic. A jam-packed house because some company wants to spend hundreds of millions of dollars to build a solar farm. All right? So here we go. Let's get into this. And the only rational person in this story is the reporter and the guy who's representing the solar facility.
Standing room only tonight in Zeeland Township.
Sounds like ear rape to me.
The Planning Commission met to review an ordinance that would allow an 1,100-acre solar facility to be built. That ordinance was tabled.
News 8's Katani Gooch was there and spoke to some residents about why they showed up tonight to speak out. Katani.
Amber, Brian, there wasn't an empty seat in that building. Even after bringing out more chairs, there still wasn't enough room for the amount of people that seemed to keep piling in. There were just under 200 people in the room, which the fire chief told was close to capacity. After the Lowell Township meeting was canceled Monday night due to the passionate turnout kind of like this, this was exactly the outcome residents were hoping for. Silver Maple Solar will be...
She's referring to there was another, again... in a community on the other side of town where they wanted a same set of variables. I don't know if it was the same business, but the locals are like, oh, fuck that.
A $300 million solar energy farm with over 1,100 acres spanning across both Zeeland and Jamestown townships.
Okay, so 1,100 acres, that's a lot of space. It's a $300 million solar farm. Let's just right off the top... you know, the amount of dollars and cents to actually install this. There's a tremendous level of work from the people in the local community to do this, the jobs to do something like this. That would help a lot of job creation to just install the thing.
UE Clean Energy is behind the project.
The benefits are, it's a great revenue stream for our landowners, and also it's a great economic development driver for the community.
That's what he's saying. Great for the landowners, and it's an economic driver for the community. But if your planning commission has people on it with haircuts like this and dressed like that, that's a problem.
Four members of the Planning Commission went to closed session to discuss the ordinance. They opened the floor for public.
Okay, look at all these losers. These are hard living line people. Mr. High Blood Pressure, tall Dutch fuck, pissed off looking mom. This guy, he loves MAGA. This guy's a Spartan fan, so he's just a moron. This guy doesn't know why he's here. A lot of flannel.
Or for public comment, 25 people spoke.
Oh God, look at this chick. What an animal.
There's no such thing as a solar farm.
I think I know that dude who just spoke. I don't know his name, but I know I've seen that face. This guy says there's no such thing as a solar farm. That's what he's saying. He's suggesting that they don't exist.
Almost all in opposition to the project. When one resident asked who all was against this solar farm.
Raise your hand.
All the hands go up.
Nearly every hand went up. Some residents spoke on the practicality of a solar farm with West Michigan's infamous cloudy weather.
I am not against solar energy, but I am against solar panels placed in an area where it doesn't make sense or work effectively.
Okay, so now this guy here, he's Mr. Solar. He's like, well, that's bullshit. It works excellent, whether cloudy or not cloudy.
A representative with RWE told us clouds wouldn't be too much of a problem.
They produce more with the sun, but they produce adequate electricity with cloud cover to where they're still effective in areas like this.
Okay, so that's taken care of.
People also talked about preserving farmland.
It's going to completely mess up the land, the drainage.
Okay, they're going to talk about that. This lady thinks, oh my God, you're going to ruin the farmland. As if. The people with this company are just going to take someone's farmland that was, this was a farm. Now we're going to use this because we said so. That's not the case at all. Listen, half these people are uninformed. She has no idea what the fuck she's talking about.
Those tiles will be wrecked. The farmland will never go back to being farmland.
And it's really astounding at how much acreage is being taken up of our prime farmland, our prime agriculture.
We do not have eminent domain. We only have land leased from private landowners.
Okay. So the first part of that, we do not have eminent domain. He can't just go and take people's farms. He knows that. So he had to cut deals with people who are very, very excited that these people want to do this with them.
And our stance is that those landowners, who typically are family farmers, they're the best people to make that decision on what to do with their land.
After more,
yeah. So it's up to the personal owners of the property.
More discussion about safety, property devaluation, and lack of transparency. The biggest ask from residents seemed to be asking the commissioners to slow down.
All the things that all of these people have said. I can't even believe it's a question as to whether we should do it or not.
Okay, you stupid moron. Well, you no doubt believe all these idiots, okay? So she's just shocked and dismayed, this lady.
Which essentially was what was done Tuesday night as commissioners go back to the drawing board with this ordinance.
We're targeting late 2026 to break ground, but we still have quite a bit of permitting and due diligence work to accomplish before that.
I hope that all of this means nothing and these guys actually get to do it. Okay. So that all these people can, what they're going to do is they're going to put up signs. They're going to say no to solar. And they're going to put a communist sickle, you know, like the old Soviet Union flag as the backdrop. And I mean, that's how it went with Goshen. That was that battery plant. And all they had to do to make it seem like, because they didn't want it in that area. They didn't want the battery plant.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
So rather than just going with it, they made up some story that it was a communist company. Yeah, man, they're going to take us over. It's communism coming to fucking Nuevo, these assholes. So now this is an American company. And so I wonder what they're going to do. They might even just say, oh, yeah, it's communist. That's all you got to do. and win that sentiment back and try to get these. This is stupid. My God. Is there anything left to this? There might be a little bit left.
That representative from RWE told News 8 after an ordinance is accepted, the next step for the company would be drafting a permit. He said there is a state path and a local path when it comes to permit drafting. And while the company prefers to go the local route, either path can be taken.
I hope they do it. You know? Wenji says, how do stupid people keep getting into positions that make decisions like this? Tyler says, thanks, Gooch. Wait a minute, Wenji. How do stupid people keep getting into positions that make decisions like this? What are you talking about? What part of that? And I don't... Are you talking about the people who are opposed to a solar farm, an 1,100-acre solar farm? Alan says, or Tofa says, she's been shocked and dismayed her whole life, that woman who was losing her mind. Alan says, every company that installs cities, it's in their contracts. I worked on a solar field for almost 2 years. Benji says, people who are denying progress basically anywhere. Oh, yeah. I hate it when progress is denied because these hill jacks don't want to live any other way. You know, they want their wide open spaces. It's like, look, the amount of people that make up our population, that's never going down. It goes up. We need, and if there's a place to, if we can increase a revenue made by what we install and make our lives easier, by all means. Donko says solar sucks. Build a coal plant. Well, I like that too. I don't care. I don't care what you build as long as it's something. Nick says all of these solar projects are propped up by tax dollars. It's just a money grab by these solar companies. Tofus says, okay, I read that they just replaced the panels. They don't exactly stop working at 25 years. Their effectiveness goes down. Nick says, build more nuclear power plants. Well, whatever. I don't give a shit what you build, again, but I don't have a problem with them. Think about it. You build that damn thing. To build it, there's going to be a lot of people put to work. If anybody can take advantage of the solar, that's up to them. It's a private thing. This is a private deal between landowners and the solar company. This is capitalism. Why would someone get in the way of that? Rebecca says if it's a private company and they want to lease it for solar panels, fucking go for it. Exactly. Nick says, why take up giant fields when we could use giant rooftops and parking lots that would provide lots of shade and lower buildings energy use? Yeah, I don't know, man. Man Bun Chris says, too confusing, too extreme. Man Bun Chris says, you probably recognize that guy, EZ, from Ottawa Impact meetings. Oh, Ottawa Impact. Oh, my God. Alan says, in the defense of the Hilljacks, those solar fields are only good for 15 to 25 years, and after that, the land is nearly unusable. What do you mean? The land is unusable? Why? What goes on? You installed these. Give me some information. How would you feel if your kid formed a human swastika on the football field? Stand by, I got to sneeze. Bunch of kids made a human swastika on the field, on the football field. They took a picture of it. And then they said something terrible about Jewish people. How much ass would you kick if your kid was part of human swastika. That's what happened in a San Jose high school. This is from the local TV station.
A human swastika on a high school football field. Tonight, an investigation into a social media post that's outraged parents, students, and the San Jose Jewish community. A group of students formed a swastika on the football field and then Instagrammed it. NBC Bears Joss Moran joins me in studio. Super upsetting for the families and baffling, too, because in that post, you can see the kids' faces.
Exactly. Now, it is baffling that you would do something so ridiculous. I mean, if you're going to do human anything, you got to do human hard dick. And, you know, a bunch of kids become the balls and then shaft, penis head, and maybe even one of the guys is like a little bit of jizz squirting out of it. That would be great. That's one that the principal goes, guys, come on. Now, as it is with these guys doing that, they're probably ruined for life.
In the post, you can see some of their faces. We have blurred them. The Bay Area Jewish Coalition tells us they have been in communication with Jewish families whose kids go to the school. They say they're shocked and afraid for their students.
People were shocked to see this is happening at their school on broad daylight.
This is like the third person in a row in two stories who's had a turtleneck on.
Students purposely doing this. There was clear intentionality. The caption under the post itself was horrifying.
This picture is circulating on social media. It appears to show a group of students laying on the football field at Branham High School forming a swastika. One user on social media posted it along with an anti-Semitic message.
A student saw it first, and then the student was shocked. She recognized the field, and she has sent it to the parents, family.
The Bay Area Jewish Coalition says it's creating fear among the community.
Seeing that sign, seeing eight students choosing to target Jews, just made so many parents afraid and worried for their children.
You see, now that's the difference. If this were like when I was growing up, the parents wouldn't be worried about their Jewish children. The parents wouldn't have to do anything. The kids would go and kick these guys' asses. There'd be a fucking fight. All right. Nowadays, moms and dads say, we're afraid because these kids did this. That's a very, very, very soft way to do it. You just go and a little schoolyard justice, a couple of fights in the hallway, and that's going to be all she wrote. All right. That was, you know, 1985. Kids sort that shit out. Now, parents don't act like this.
Branham High School's principal sent families a message this week saying in part, quote, the incident is being investigated in accordance with district procedures and appropriate follow-up will occur. We want to be clear, Branham stands firmly against all forms of hate, discrimination, and intolerance. The Bay Area Jewish Coalition says it's hoping to see more action from the school and the district.
Especially educational action to see that this is something that will raise awareness and will make the school and the district aware that acknowledge that they need to teach students to be more inclusive, to stop this hate.
Jocelyn Moran, NBC Bay Area News.
I wonder what the caption read. We've gotten a couple comments about this woman's accent. I think English is a second language. Tofus says school won't do anything. I don't know about that. There's a little bit more to this. The principal says that the kids will face justice now. The students who were involved are committed to taking accountability for the harm that was done. Let's see. There's anything more to this. Human swastika created on campus. People were shocked. They even have politicians involved in this. Dave Cortez, a Democrat who represents the community where the high school is located, said in a statement Monday that the display was an act of hate. You know, I can't suggest that. I can't agree with that. It's an act of stupidity. And I need to know this. I need to know what was said. What was said. Kids do stupid shit all the time. I want to make sure that the punishment fits the crime. And I think that when people get in, when adults get involved and say things like that, there's a chance that these eight kids, you know, they're really going to throw the book at them when really all they need is an ass kicking. Do I believe that those eight kids really hate Jews? No, I don't believe that at all. I believe they're just being assholes. Should they be punished? Yes, by getting their asses kicked. And probably some type of suspension. But I don't think you can say, yeah, go kick their ass and we're going to suspend them. It's a little bit tricky. Very difficult. Andy Dick is an absolute disaster. My God. So he was on the street in Hollywood. There have been clips surfacing of him just completely fucked up. And they've been, there was a story going around on TMZ about how bad
this is. Your holiday reminder that Jews.
Sorry about that. And he OD'd, and they jammed him full of Narcan. And I guess he came back to life when they did that. You know, that's that that medicine where if you're strung out on whatever, and then they just jam that into you, and you were overdosed, now you're like totally fine. People were trying to help him, thinking he was just some, I don't even think they knew it was Andy Dick. This is part of the moment.
Is he okay? Andy, are you okay, buddy?
I think I guess he didn't know.
Is he okay? Hey. Andy. Andy, buddy. Hey, Andy, wake up. What the f***, dude?
I'm going to call the ambulance.
Call the ambulance right now.
Let me see his nose. Hey.
Paparazzi.
Bring him
out,
right here.
This guy is
no, wake him up right now. Wake him up.
I'm a little concerned with the paparazzi guy rolling up to it like that. It seems somewhat staged. Oh, whatever. He woke up and the help was on the scene. It says here, one happened to be live streaming as he approached and screamed, Andy, wake up. Yeah. My guess is that guy was there from the beginning and then he backed up and rolled in to make it seem like he just stumbled upon it. The Narcan, life-saving medication used to reverse the effects of opioid overdoses. That's the one where they encourage everyone in America to have one on them at all times. Because every time you turn around, someone overdoses on opioids. Then you just jam that in them, and then they're fine. Paramedics responded to the location where it all went down. And then he woke up, and they said, come on, you're going. We're taking you to the hospital. He said no. He refused treatment or transportation to the hospital. This guy's going to die. He was convicted of sexual battery in November 22 for grabbing an Uber driver's crotch. In April of 2018, he was sentenced to 90 days in prison in order to register as a sex offender. He was arrested less than 2 months later for public intoxication and failure to register as a sex offender. The former news radio star's most recent run-in with the law comes after he was arrested for felony sexual battery in May of 22. Some guy accused, another homeless guy, accused him of molesting him in his sleep. Charges were dropped when the victim stopped cooperating in the case. Birch Barlow says Andy got his wife back on drugs. She was clean. She was on the said drugs when she shot him. He got shot? Maybe we should write laws against these drugs. They seem dangerous, says Donko. I like that he checked to make sure his camera was on. Yeah, that was weird. I saw him look back at that, too. He is responsible for the drugs that led to the death of Phil Hartman. That's confusing because, yeah, didn't Phil Hartman's wife murder him? I think you might be fucking something up there. Nick says we need a few more drug boat airstrikes. Side note, I laugh every time I hear somebody say, another fisherman and his fishing buddies was murdered in the Caribbean by U.S. forces. And I'm like, who the fuck is coming up with that? I don't think fishermen skim across the water at a high rate of speed with hay bale size bundles of cocaine and whatever pieces of contraband are in their boat like that. I don't know about you. Maybe one of the guys is dragging a line or something. I don't know, but I don't really believe that any of those people were, you know, starting the next Bubba Gump shrimp company, for God's sake. Birch Barlow says Andy got the drugs for Hartman's wife. She was fucked up on them when she shot Phil. Well, all right. Tophus says maybe the pharmaceutical company that was responsible for the opioid epidemic held accountable instead of being given a golden parachute. You know what's interesting about that, and I get that. I've heard that explained to me many, many times. You know, a lot of the times you had unscrupulous doctors writing prescriptions for people that didn't need them. And these medicines that have been made that show up on the black market. You know, those medicines actually have a fantastic purpose in a medical setting. You know, those fentanyl is very, very important when it comes to physicians giving them appropriately during medical procedures. And ultimately, a person has to make the conscious decision to put medicine into their body and become addicted to it. You realize that, don't you? I mean, like, I have the ability. I can go. Should we be mad at Colombians who make cocaine? I guess we should. But at the end of the day, I'm not putting cocaine in my body. And I can go and get as much marijuana as I want and smoke that till my eyes are crossed. I haven't because I'm not a moron. You know? So I'm not really one to blame the makers of the drugs. I'm usually more of the blame going to the fucking morons who put it into their systems at levels that are not appropriate. Nick says, yeah, thanks to all the junkies, now when my back explodes, all I get is extra strength Tylenol. I know I can't take the opioids. I was given opioids after the kidney thing. By day two, I woke up vomiting, and I had to stop taking them because it was just wrecking my system. I couldn't do it. Tofa says the doctors are definitely a big part of that. They got a lot of kickbacks from Big Pharma. I don't know if I believe that. It sounds like a, whenever someone throws big in front of anything, makes me feel like whoever is using said word to illustrate the big bad entity, that it's, you're talking out of your ass. Maybe I'm wrong. Becca Shea says, no, that's true. Do doctors get kickbacks from Big Pharma? While direct kickbacks for prescribing specific drugs are illegal, physicians are legally permitted to receive payments from pharmaceutical companies for other activities like speaking, consulting, and research. So that seems like that's not true. I don't know if I'm going to believe show chatter or Reddit forum before I plant my flag as something is true or not. I'm usually quite dubious of things like that. Tofus says there was a good documentary on that whole shit show. Yeah, I know. I know all about it. But I think that we should, I think that that's a good thing. You see, I want pharmaceutical companies to know that that's a great way to make money. If a pharmaceutical company, now hear me out, they're in it to make money, so they're going to work very, very hard to make the best, most effective medicines. Okay? Why wouldn't we want that to happen? Opioids are outstanding. That's what Tofus is quoting. Now, I already said, it's not the doctor's fault. It's not the pharmaceutical company's faults. It's the junkie assholes who put it into their bodies. Fuck off. I say make them more addictive, and perhaps we won't have to deal with as many of them over time. Bread Bull Brain Chris says the man with talent on loan from God, that would be Rush Limbaugh. Incredible. Behind the golden EIP microphone was an oxy addict. Yeah, you got to be careful. Can't fall victim to those things. I support Big Pharma. EZ says Big Pharma is number one. Bob says, when I broke my ankle and when I broke my shoulder both times, here's a prescription for Motrin. Yeah, bullshit. I can't even take that. I can only take acetaminophen. It's fucking terrible. All right. I am going to get to my final sponsors. I'm going to get to the asshole of the day. If you have nominations, by all means, leave them. Thank you to Kuiper Tree Care, 616-828-8225. If you're in need of a tree guru to get rid of unwanted trees, this is who you reach out to, Kuiper Tree Care. You can call them at 616-828-8225. By the way, yesterday's asshole of the day was Justin Herbert. Get your hair cut at King's Room Barbershop. Three locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street in beautiful Wyoming, Michigan. Their website is kingsroom.net. Dudes get their hair cut there, and chicks who like short hair. Frank Fuss wants to help you with healthcare.gov or the Affordable Care Act. If you have insurance through that process, don't just let it segue over to 2026. Don't let it carry over. You're going to need a review or you might end up paying a lot of money. Get some time with Frank between now and December 15th by going to appointmentwithfrank.com. There's a spot on there to mention my name. That'll put you on his calendar. You're on the calendar at that point, whether it be a phone call, a visit, whatever it may be. Go to appointmentwithfrank.com. And finally today, TC Paintball, online at tcpaintballgr.com. Wednesday's Little League Day. Get the kids the TC Paintball and have them walk in and book some time and have a great time with the Little League, the Youth League, if I guess we can't call it Little League. And book your event today at tcpaintballgr.com. Bob says, asshole of the day, broccoli-haired reaction influencers. Oh, hell no, I love those guys. That was a great clip. Let's see. What? I think I know what it is. This might take a second to write. Your asshole of the day today, West Michigan anti-progress dicks. Congrats. You're the asshole of the day. I hope they double the size of the solar farm just to piss you assholes off. Nick says, Nazi kids, very offensive. My grandpa died in the Holocaust. I know what you're up to. His next line would be, he fell out of the fucking guard tower. You dick. All right, that's it. Thank you for being here as always, folks. Don't forget Big Fraud Friday with Ben Glaze. We'll do Who Are These Freebers Show 80 and the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. That's my time. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.